Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, Why Do Some Real Estate Agents Get a Bad Reputation, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 17th of May, 2023.
What agents say and what they don't say. And obviously that comes from media stories and feedback from purchasers, from clients, from the general public. So I think we need to take, you know, there's situations when, you know, you feel you want to say something and you don't. And there's situations when you feel you want to say something and you do. Let's go back to the first option there, you don't. So, you know, it's, you need to make sure that it doesn't matter what you're talking to a client, to a paying client, to a prospective purchaser, to a prospective tenant, doesn't to a tradie, to anyone who you are dealing with within the industry. You know, the first thing you want, obviously want to be doing is basing that on respect. The next one is making sure that whatever type of communication you are having, whether it's via email, whether it's in a letter, if it's in your letterbox drop, DL flyers, if it's on your brochures, if it's what you're putting on social, the company's, so the agency's social media, on your personal social media, you know, what's going on all of your different platforms on your website, you make sure firstly that there is nothing that is discriminatory on there, that it is respectful to your property owners. It is respectful to the industry. It is respectful to people as a whole. I mean, I think we need to be fairly, and we need to make sure that it's factual. I mean, there is so much legislation around misleading and deceptive that you need to make sure that the information you give, no one's saying that ads shouldn't have a hook. They should have a hook. They need to get people in to look at a property, whether they're going to buy it or they're going to rent it, doesn't matter. There's a hook to get people in, and that hook is your marketing hook, but it needs to be factual. So you need to make sure that how you say that, what you say, and how you do it is respectful, I think, is the bottom line there. You know, sometimes, you know, there can be a difference. We look at personalities, and it's perhaps sometimes how people say things. And there's a difference between confidence and being confident and saying, well, no, that's not correct. This is, it's actually a property and describe what it is, as opposed to, or what the situation is, or describe the process, you know, the property process that somebody is going through. So that difference between that confidence of knowing what you're saying and what is correct and factual, and an arrogance about, now you wouldn't know what you're talking about, so go away. So, you know, that it's how you say things, how you treat people, and making sure that it's factual, respectful, and obviously non-discriminatory. So, guys, keep those things in your mind, and we won't be the next topic of social media chat or, you know, current affair or today, tonight. So that's a super important side of how we interact with our community. So, yeah, good one. I think the less said about that, the better.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.